You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Jacinta Beckwith, a research fellow at the University of Otago, about her part in the research into Māori connections to Antarctica that were found to go back as far as the 7th century. We discuss her research process, working with both written and oral histories, as well as why connecting Mātauranga Māori and Western science for future exploration of Antarctica is important. Could you explain the process of your research into the connection between Māori and Antarctica?
So my part in this research is probably a little different to the scientists. So a few years ago, I was working as the Mātauranga Māori librarian at the Hocken Collections here. That's one of the universities here at Otago. And we had invited Ngahuia Mita, who was a graduate student and researcher in Te Kōranga, the indigenous science research theme, to come and give a talk about her recent voyage to Antarctica. So, and it's also through Te Kōranga that I had met Philip. And so Ngahuia had been part of the Ross Ice Shelf Program in the summer of 2016-17. And to complement her talk, we set up a display of some of the Antarctic archives from the Hocken. And this included things like shipping crew lists and supply lists and scrapbooks of newspaper clippings, and that's where I found out about Lewis Hoati Pōtaka. So he served as the medical doctor for Rear Admiral Richard Byrd's second Antarctic expedition in 1934-1935, and he was also an Otago graduate. So we found his name recorded in the university calendar, as well as the evidence of his time in Antarctica. So yeah, he was the fifth Māori medical graduate after Māui Pōmāori, Te Rangi Hiroa, Wiriwhiri and Ned Ellison, the fourth Otago Māori medical graduate.
That's
and
amazing.
In the newspapers, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And in the newspapers you can read the messages that were sent back and forth about them needing a new doctor because their original doctor had fallen ill. And so they called on Lewis Pōtaka. And there's a photo of him boarding the ship Discovery, the Discovery 2, at Port Chalmers, which then rendezvoused with the Bear of Auckland in the Ross Sea and went to a place called Little America on the Ross Ice Shelf. So I was just really taken with the story and finding his name in the crew list and seeing what medical supplies they took as well as all the other supplies. And just knowing that he was an Otago graduate and then here, about 80 years later, Ngahuia had made that same voyage to the Ross Ice Shelf.
Amazing. So when you initially found Lewis's name on that document, did you know already that that was an Otago graduate, or how did you make that connection?
I think it would have had it in the newspaper articles. It would have had that he was an Otago graduate. Yeah, he graduated in 1930. And then I went back and had a look through, so the university calendar, to find his name. And then there was a big photo of all the graduates that year, and we were like looking to see. Unfortunately, that photo didn't have all the names on it, but we were looking to see if we could find him and match him up with his photo that had been in the newspaper.
So now this research does look broadly at Māori connection with Antarctica and Māori voyaging to Antarctica, whether that be within the times of the person you're speaking about or even further back, more traditional voyaging.
Yep.
How does working with oral histories compare to working with written histories? Do things just get fuzzier the further back you go because there was less written content?
Yeah, so we can find those stories of early navigation and voyaging in those 19th century Polynesian narratives that were recorded by the likes of Alston Best and S. Percy Smith. But Māori narratives and other types of repositories that include whakaero carvings that depict the voyages, navigational, astronomical knowledge, these Māori narratives about Antarctica give us new ways of thinking about our relationships with the sea and the landscapes. And I think it enriches the research process. So I think it's important to acknowledge that Toi Whakaero was a way of recording and transferring knowledge and history down through the generations before the written word. And so, a couple of years ago, there were two carvers carved some door frames and a parea lintel. In 2019, that was one of the first examples of traditional carving to happen on the Antarctic continent. And they drew on their own traditional stories, those that had been handed down, taonga tuku iho, of their ancestors going to Antarctica. It's just another set of mātauranga, another set of knowledge that, yeah, it enriches the research process, I think.
Now, the news headlines about this research have focused on the fact that Māori have had a connection with Antarctica since the 7th century, which is amazing. So has Māori connection with Antarctica stood up over time?
Yeah, so we know that there's a long history of connection with Antarctica and its waters has been occurring, since the earliest traditional voyaging and later through the European-led voyaging and exploration, whaling ships, exploration vessels, and now it's continued now with scientific research and fishing. I think it's to acknowledge that mātauranga Māori needs to take a prominent position and be part of all the research that we do. And especially because Māori can bring a relational worldview to everything through our connections with living beings, with the environment, papatoānuku, and we see ourselves as kaitiaki, working with the environment, working with each other, and acknowledging the Māori and Wairua, and all living beings and geographical features too. So,
My final question is that obviously, you know, this research has been focused around Antarctica and voyaging there. Can these same principles of including Mātauranga Māori and using that together with Western science, can that sort of be incorporated in research and voyaging anywhere?
Yeah, so having a bicultural perspective and Te Ao supports development, innovations and diversity. And Aotearoa is a recognised leader in Antarctic science and governance because we were one of the 12 nations that signed the Antarctic Treaty in 1959, and that preserved the continent as a place for scientific research. And there is such a rich body of literature that speaks to Māori voyaging, those earlier books by Te Rangi Hiroa, Vikings of the Sunrise, and then later Alice Tupunga Somerville's Once with Pacific and Vincent O'Malley's Hiding. Māori were travelling all over the globe. It's not surprising that they would that would include Antarctica. So
that was Jacinta Beckwith, a research fellow at the University of Otago, speaking about her part in the research into Māori connections to Antarctica.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.